I don't know if any of you had a chance to go to Mass yesterday, but the opening prayer, the collect, asked for the grace of perseverance and obedience to God's will. And in John's Gospel, which ended just before today's began, Jesus says that he always does what pleases the Father. His obedience, his acceptance of God's will in his life was pleasing to the Father. And that's all and only that he did. And so we prayed for that grace of obedience, of perseverance to God's will. Today we hear about sin and slavery to sin. What happens when we're not obedient to God's will? When we don't persevere in the obedience that God asks of us, that God calls us to, we become slaves to sin. Jesus says that if we allow the Word of God to dwell within us, to remain within us, then we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. This is our goal as disciples of Jesus Christ, to have that Word of God living within us so that we can know the truth and then live in the freedom of that truth, the freedom of the Holy Spirit. The world gives us a false notion of freedom. When the world talks about freedom, it means that we are unhindered. We can do whatever we want to do. We make our own way, that no one can put any restrictions on us. Jesus says that is slavery. It's not true freedom. True freedom in the Spirit is to be able to do the things that we ought to do, to do the things that we were created for, to allow our lives to honor God in all that we do. That is when we're truly free, when we can operate according to His plan, when we are obedient to His will. That is true freedom. And that freedom comes from knowing the truth. And again, the world gives us a false notion of truth, tells us that truth is relative. It's whatever I think is true. It might be different for you, and that's fine. But Jesus Christ is the truth. He came to reveal the love of the Father, and that is true. And when we live and operate in that truth of who God is and who we are in His image, then we are truly free. And we're no longer slave and held bound by the sin. And this is the goal of our Christian life. And this is the heart of the Lenten season. As we come close to Holy Week coming up in just a few short days, as we walk with Jesus from the shouts of Hosanna to the shouts of Crucify Him, we walk in the freedom knowing that who is truth and that we're not going to be subject to the passing pleasures of the world, the fleeting ideas of what is true and what is right, that we will allow the Lord, His Word, Jesus Christ, to dwell within us. The same Jesus Christ that most of you are sitting here adoring before Mass began, the Holy Eucharist, Jesus Christ present among us. He says, if you allow that Word, if you allow me to dwell within you, then you will know the truth. It's that truth that allows us to resist the temptations of the world that we heard about in the first reading. Those three young men who refused to bow down to the idols, who refused to give in to what the world was telling them was true, was right, was just. They said, even if our God does not rescue us from this fire, we will not bow down. This life in the Spirit, this freedom from sin, this living in the truth gives us the courage, the fortitude to resist the fiery furnace of the world that seeks to destroy and to kill the father of lies, murderer from the beginning, God calls Satan. We're in the last stretch of this Lenten season. These last few days to prepare ourselves to truly enter into the Paschal mystery. What sin is still holding on to you? What sin are you still holding on to? Invite the Word of God to dwell deeply, richly within you. Allow Him to lead you to the truth. For when you know the truth, you are truly free. Amen.